Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, Abu Dhar, may Allah be pleased with him, used to say that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, while I was at Mecca, the roof of my house was opened, and Jibreel, Gabriel, descended, opened my chest, and washed it with Zamzam water. Then he brought a golden tray full of wisdom and faith, and having poured its contents into my chest, he closed it. Then he took my hand and ascended with me to the heaven. When Jibreel reached the nearest heaven, he said to the gatekeeper of the heaven, open the gate. The gatekeeper asked, who is it? Jibreel answered, Jibreel. He asked, is there anyone with you? Jibreel replied, Muhammad, peace be upon him, is with me. He asked, has he been called? Jibreel said, yes. So the gate was opened, and we went over the nearest heaven, and there we saw a man sitting with Aswida, a large number of people on his right, and Aswida on his left. When he looked towards his right, he laughed, and when he looked towards his left, he wept. He said to me, welcome, O pious prophet and pious son. I said, who is this man, O Jibreel? Jibreel replied, he is Adam, peace be upon him, and the people on his right and left are the souls of his offspring. Those on the right are the people of paradise, and those on the left are the people of the hell, fire. So when he looks to the right, he laughs, and when he looks to the left, he weeps. Then Jibreel ascended with me till he reached the second heaven, and said to its gatekeeper, open the gate. The gatekeeper said to him the same as the gatekeeper of the first heaven had said, and he opened the gate. Anas added, Abu Dhar mentioned that the Prophet, peace be upon him, met Idris, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, and Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon them, over the heavens. But he did not specify their places, that is, on which heaven each of them was. But he mentioned that he, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had met Adam, peace be upon him, on the nearest heaven, and Ibrahim, peace be upon him, on the sixth. Anas said, when Jibreel and the Prophet, peace be upon him, passed by Idris, peace be upon him, the latter said, welcome, O pious Prophet and pious brother. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked, who is he? Jibreel said, he is Idris, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, added, then I passed by Musa, peace be upon him, who said, welcome, O pious Prophet and pious brother. I said, who is he? Jibreel said, he is Musa, peace be upon him. Then I passed by Isa, peace be upon him, who said, welcome, O pious Prophet and pious brother. I said, who is he? He replied, he is Isa, peace be upon him. Then I passed by the Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, who said, welcome, O pious Prophet and pious son. I said, who is he? Jibreel replied, he is Ibrahim, peace be upon him. Narrated Ibn Abbas and Abu Haya al-Ansari. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, then Jibreel ascended with me to a place where I heard the creaking of the pens. Ibn Hazm and Anas bin Malik state that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah enjoined 50 salah, prayers on me. When I returned with this order of Allah, I passed by Musa, peace be upon him, who asked me, what has Allah enjoined on your followers? I replied, he has enjoined 50 salah, prayers on them. On that, Musa, peace be upon him, said to me, go back to your Lord and appeal for reduction, for your followers will not be able to bear it. So I returned to my Lord and asked for some reduction, and he reduced it to half. When I passed by Musa, peace be upon him, again, and informed him about it, he once more said to me, go back to your Lord, for your followers will not be able to bear it. So I returned to my Lord similarly as before, and half of it was reduced. I again passed by Musa, peace be upon him, and he said to me, go back to your Lord, for your followers will not be able to bear it. I again returned to my Lord, and he said, these are 5 salah, prayers, and they are all equal to 50 in reward, for my word does not change. I returned to Musa, peace be upon him. He again told me to return to my Lord for further reduction, but I said to him, I feel shy of asking my Lord now. Then Jibreel took me till we reached Sidratul Muntaha, that is, lote tree of utmost boundary, which was shrouded in colors indescribable. Then I was admitted into paradise, where I found small tents made of pearls, and its earth was musk, a kind of perfume.